we generally don't bring you too much news, except when Suzanne Posel turns up, which she has today. Suzanne, welcome to the program.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
I'm good. You've led me to believe that you're about to scare the bejesus out of me. Proceed.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. I put up a very important article about the constitutional sheriffs and everything that they're going through on my website, OccupyCorporatism.com. We need to support these people. If you're in America and you're listening, find out if your sheriff is upholding the Constitution and is pro-Second Amendment, and support them because they need it. They are being attacked. They're having their salaries revoked or slashed. And I put up a list of all of the wonderful constitutional sheriffs and their websites and how to get a hold of them. So that's a really important article. But I put up an article today. It's entitled, How the DHS Plans to Deal with the Patriot Movement. And yesterday there was an email that I cannot confirm as fact, but I did state that in the article, that is going around alternative media that states that there was a meeting with the FBI and they are going to put constitutionalists and patriots, anti-government groups, pro-gun people, militias, everyone of the conspiracy theorists, all these people are elevated to a high importance status as far as monitoring and potential threat assessment. So I went back and looked at a document that's been highly quoted, and I quoted it too. It's a document from the DHS back in 2009, which is right-wing extremism, where they talk about, because of the recognition that the Oklahoma City bombing was an inside job, and because of the conspiracy theorists and the Patriot Movement that sprung out of that realization, they need to better monitor the movement, to infiltrate and to monitor. And one of the things that I found in that document, and I've read it before, but does this ever happen to you, Vinny, when you read something and then you come back to it a later date and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even see that?
I don't really read documents, so no.
Have you ever read a book?
I have, but usually I read a book once, and that's it.
Well, I was going through this document again, and I've read it before, but I noticed that toward the middle and the end of the document, it explains how they want to infiltrate the Patriot Movement, the awakened people, you know, whatever you want to call it, the conspiracy theorists, the tinfoil hat wearers, whatever you want to call it, to create a controlled opposition and to use that opposition to bring people out into the spotlight. Normally, if someone next door to you was a prepper, you wouldn't know it. They don't go around with T-shirts saying, I'm a prepper. I mean, maybe they do now, but, you know, a couple of years ago, nobody talked about these things. They didn't discuss them out in public. Now you can join social networking groups. You can go and listen to a myriad of radio stations and podcasts. And in social media, there's hundreds and hundreds of groups alone on Facebook that you can join that have like-minded people. And this is a perfect way, and it outlines in the document, and in my article, I explain it, how the purpose of alternative media is to bring these people out into the open to recognize who they are, get them to join groups and sign up, and so they have information on, because once you put in information into a database, they know who you are if you pay for something. They know your credit card number, they know your most recent address, and all this other data mining. So in order to find out who these people are and what their threat level is, whether they belong to a militia or not, whether they're a registered gun owner or not, whether they're a U.S. veteran or not, this is the perfect way to bring these people out from underground into the surface. And not that these people were underground per se, but just that since it wasn't something that was readily talked about a couple of years ago, and now it's readily talked about all the time. This was a great way to create the situation where they could find out as many people as they have to deal with as possible. And like I said, assess their threat level, assess their knowledge level, and keep a database of who these people are. And as people crop up and join more and more, how big the movement is becoming.
Well, and and also this information that you're releasing here might also be a good way to make all those people freak out, stop supporting Patriot Radio, and stop caring about what direction the country goes, and completely, become shut-ins again.
And I understand that. And I understand that, but part of my job is sometimes to say things that may not benefit me, but it's the truth. And I think that people should know. So it is a double-edged sword, what I wrote, but I realized last night that it's something very important that people should recognize.
My perspective on this is let them watch, for everything that we do. It's kind of like a propaganda war, really, because I'm sure that there's FBI agents and things like that listening to shows like this and writing down details or whatever and surveilling everything. They're being exposed to this information too. Who knows? Maybe they'll listen to one show too many and go, you know what? I'm working for the bad guys.
That's true.
So them surveilling us is also a double-edged sword.
Yes. Yes, it is. At any time, you can come across information, and nobody really knows except for the individual what shakes them awake or turns their light on. Absolutely. And we think of these, we think of the DHS and the FBI as this one conglomerate, but it's actually made up of thousands of individuals. And these individuals, at any moment, can decide that they don't want to participate.
There must have been a number of FBI whistleblowers throughout history, aren't there, coming out and saying, well, look, guys, this organization that I was working for, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, is a bunch of criminal scum who run criminal operations, including staging false flag terrorism attacks. I'm not going to be part of it.
Yes, there are. Yes. There are, most recently in the last couple of years, they've been some IRS agents that have come out and said, look, I know that they're lying. I know that they're stealing money. And I think one of them, a woman, was imprisoned for a couple of years because of that. So there are whistleblowers, yes, of course. But the other aspect of this that I outline in the article is how they plan to have all of this work in tandem together to produce a U.S. veteran who is a lone wolf and who will commit an attack like the Oklahoma City bombing. And just recently,
a lone wolf that'll commit something like the Oklahoma City bombing, which the FBI and ATF staged.
Yes, and Eric Holder, don't forget, he he magically lost a bunch of explosives, and then the Murrow building went up.
He's like, well, where did the explosives go?
I don't know. If he worked in any other job, he would have been fired. But,
Excuse me, dude, boss. I think I misplaced about 2,000 pounds of high explosives somewhere. I went behind the garage and smoked some weed, man, and I just plumb forgot where the hell I put all those bombs, man.
Is that your teaching song impression?
I don't know, man. I think I was just kind of making it up as I go along, man.
That's a good one. The other aspect is that a gentleman has been identified who is part of an off-branch of the Al-Qaeda in Syria, working with the Free Syrian Army, which is the proxy army that we created so we could fight the proxy war, this fake terrorist group that we're funding with the UK. And so he's joined on, and he has TBI, traumatic brain injury. He suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. He has major mood swings and depressive disorders. And he's the perfect poster boy for this. And I think it's ironic that this person comes out And whether it's real or not, who knows? You know, I'm not there in Syria. I'm not there with him fighting the proxy war. So I don't know whether or not this really exists. I know I've seen a picture. I've seen a YouTube video. I've seen it, details about this person. But you and I both know that it doesn't mean that the person, it's the actual person that they're portraying is committing these acts. So all of this falls in tandem with what they were writing about in 2009, almost, you know, letter for letter. So all of the whole thing is created. The whole thing is created.
Well, I was just thinking before we came on the show today, Suzanne, about the JFK assassination and 9/11. People are keeping on talking about it, right? And they're still focusing on something that happened in the past. Where I was trying to think, you know, what's an actual conclusion that we can get from these conspiracies, which are definite conspiracies, there's definite perpetrators, there's definite cover-ups, there's definite evidence, that kind of thing. Why do you keep talking about that for decades and decades? You know, we're more than a decade on from 9/11 now. How many people have gone to jail over this? None. How many government agents have even so much as had an inquiry over their names over this? None. And same with JFK. None. Nothing. Here's the point. You will never, ever, ever get the perpetrators of those two conspiracies arrested. What the point really is to have a look at how they went about it in the first place and to be suspicious of things as they come up, new false flags, new assassinations, new conspiracies, to expose them as they happen, before they happen, just after they happen, that kind of thing. That's the point. These things show you the methodology of the New World Order conspirators, okay? It does no good to keep talking about one particular conspiracy without actually making that leap towards the methodology which is implemented all over the place, all the time. If you don't recognize that fact, you're never going to be able to prevent another one of those things from happening if you keep talking about the last one that happened in exclusive, exquisite detail for decades.
That was a thought that I had.
I could be wrong.
That's true. I agree with you. That's why situations like this new veteran who's just popped up, who's part of Al-Qaeda, we need to pay attention. Now that the story is out there and I've written on it, pay attention. See what they make of this, if they're going to create a false flag out of him, or if they're just going to use him as a decoy, or somebody else pops up too. You know, they've got contingency plans at infinitum. The hard part is figuring out what they're going to do next. The easy part is paying attention in the news and seeing what the trends are, so you can sort of guesstimate as to what they might be doing next.
You know, that would be a great website, conspiracytrends.com, where it goes through the mainstream news and then predicts possible false flag outcomes based upon these news stories and things like that and what they're going to say. And I think actually it could be combined with a betting agency as well. You know, just have a few conspiracy theorists who've got a few extra bucks or one. Okay, $10 on George Bush will be assassinated in a plane crash or something like that in 2015.
You know what the sad part about that is? People would use that to discredit anyone who posted on that site as having false information, because people in the alternative media, they wait for it to happen and then they say, oh, look, it happened. Like you said, they don't wait for it before it happens to do anything proactive. They just go ahead and confirm it after it happened.
Yeah. Maybe instead of beforeitsnews.com, we should have beforeitsaconspiracy.com or beforeitscoveredup.com.
That's a good one.
Or before the false flag gets committed on American soil and kills a whole bunch of people.com.
Yes. I wrote that article. I hope that people read it and at least take out of it what they want, you know. And it's unfortunate that it has repercussions, but when you're listening to a radio show or you're reading an article or you're doing anything, you should have your own personal discernment. That, again, go back and do the research yourself and don't just blindly follow people, especially if they tell you to follow them.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they tell you that they're your friend and that they're the guy who's going to stick up for you. You know, that's a sales pitch.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, that just makes me think of so many people now. I'm going to save you. I've got the information. I've got the documents. I've gone up against these people and such. I'm going to make everybody free. You know, keep listening to this show, spread the word about it. I don't know. The people who listen to this show, all the ones that I've talked to, they're really, really bright and they actually kind of give a frack, you know, and they're not easily manipulated, which is good because I really don't like manipulating people. I did back in the day in my old job. Never again. It's not cool, man. I think people should be given all the information, then make their own conclusions. Even if they make wrong conclusions, they should be allowed to do that too. You know, it's called freedom. Even if somebody's wrong, it's their freedom. Okay. Well, Suzanne, we've come to almost the end of the segment. Have you got anything else you'd like to skip off with in the last 45 seconds?
Yes, I've got an article coming out at about 3:30 Pacific time. It's all about this new initiative that Obama is giving grant money to all these different cities in order to build more and more of these micro apartments, these 300-square-foot or 222-square-foot apartments for everyone to just cram in and be comfy and cozy right next to each other.
Like cockroaches in a roach motel. Thank you, Suzanne. Yes. Thank you, Suzanne, for bringing us the good news, the bright news, the good word, the bad word, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's been a pleasure and an honor and whatnot. Yep, same thing's happening in Auckland, incidentally. That's what a lot of people are calling up talk radio and complaining about. The super city's the worst thing to happen to Auckland ever since. We're having all these high-rise slave blocks putting up everywhere. Hello, it's what I told you would frickin' happen. it's pretty obvious once you know what the agenda is, exactly what they're going to do. And the problem is, then it comes as no surprise, and then you wind up getting all self-righteous and going, ha-ha, I told you this would happen, and now we're all screwed together. Thank you very much because you didn't listen to me. We'll be right back.